is preeminently the time to speak the truth, the whole truth, frankly and boldly. That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Having a child with autism is one of the biggest challenges a parent has to face. At Autism Parenting Magazine, we know there are moments of sadness, anger, and exhaustion. Many times, you feel alone and need support from the autism community. That's why we created the award-winning Autism Parenting Magazine. Every month, we feature the latest coping strategies, therapies, and expert advice for autism parents to inspire and bring hope. Join over 37,000 readers today and get a free issue of Autism Parenting Magazine by going to autismparentingmagazine.com.
It's never too early to start thinking of the next family vacation, but the usual problem always remains. Visit the same place year after year or enjoy a truly unique experience in the mountains of northern New Jersey. The Great Divide Campground has been serving camping enthusiasts for over 50 years, maintaining the idea of camping, just refining it each and every year. Guests are able to bask in the sun and fun of the scenic Appalachian Mountains by day and take in the moonlight by night. The Great Divide Campground features full events calendar with live music, a lake for fishing and boating, and a brand new playground for the kids. The Great Divide Campground has fully furnished air-conditioned cabin rentals available with plenty to do or not to do, depending on your idea of a vacation. The Great Divide Campground is less than an hour away from Newton, New Jersey. More information available online at campthegreatdivide.com or by phone at 973-383-4026. 973-383-4026. The Great Divide Campground, just a stone's throw away from the city.
Welcome back to AutismRadio.org, home of the world's first autism support radio network and proud 501c3 charitable organization, helping families challenged with autism every day get services they desperately need. Please help us make a difference in the autism community and find it in your heart to support 1 in 88 families in America today. Donate directly at AutismDonation.org. Now, stay tuned for a special broadcast of Hope Saves the Day with autism activist, super dad and author of The Spectrum Diet, Master Chef and the Hope Man himself, your host, Paul Simmons.
Thank you for that great introduction. As always, it's great to be back on another edition of Hope Saves the Day. Also like to welcome back to the program my co-host, Lynn Glukoff.
Hi, Paul. How are you today?
Good, Lynn. It's great to have you back on again with us today. We missed you the last couple weeks. We have a great topic to cover. It's our social media question of the week. We asked our listeners, do you have problems with aggressive behaviors with your child with autism, teenager or adult? If so, how do you handle it? And we're also going to be getting some advice from experts on this topic as well, and we wanted to hear from you. And I know, Lynn, you had a lot of information on this topic, and you had some great content to share with our listeners.
Okay, I'm going to read some of the answers that we received through social media. I want to thank everybody for contributing as usual. The first person wrote in, my daughter has had aggressive behaviors. It's being controlled by medication right now. Zyprexa, I'm not sure how to pronounce it. Ambilify and anxiety Zoloft, sleep trazodone and melatonin. She still threatens me occasionally verbally. Never turn your back on your child. I put her in the corner, let her finish her meltdowns, try to get her to talk to me and stop screaming. So that's how she handles her daughter. One lady wrote, I'm completely out of control. I'm completely lost. My son is out of control. I want to make all better, but him calling me worthless and a piece of garbage is heartbreaking. The physical part makes it worse. Okay. I just wanted to read that because that was someone who just wrote it emotionally to me, and I thought that was a good feeling to share with other people, because I think a lot of these parents feel lost and upset when it happens.
Yeah.
Okay, and then we'll get some other answers. I give my son fish oil, magnesium, and vitamin D. We have seen great improvements in his behavior and aggression, as well as he has less anxiety and anger. We found that magnesium does work very well for anxiety in our son's case. Next one said, our son is extremely violent and aggressive. He has high-functioning autism. He's verbally and physically abusive. We have gone through several different medications and therapies and still have found nothing to control it. Ugh, jeez. My son is 8, diagnosed with high-functioning autism, ADD, and anxiety disorder. His aggressive behavior is a huge problem. I tried medication, and it made his aggression worse. Oh, boy. These are upsetting answers. Our son has Asperger's, ADHD, severe anxiety, and executive functioning disorder. He was not aggressive when he was younger, nothing that we couldn't handle. He's very destructive within our home. His aggression has become worse since he had became a teenager. The doctor that he sees has prescribed many medications for his aggression that say it's due to anxiety. He's been on antidepressants, antipsychotics, mood stabilizers, and every single medication we tried, it actually had the opposite effect. I've heard it from a couple of parents, by the way. This is not new. I've heard that sometimes the medications have made it worse.
Yeah.
We are doing our best to help him, but it is getting worse with each incident. I'm being kicked, hit, thrown into walls, thrown down, pushed, and tripped. We are desperately looking for doctors that will help us with this. And then the last person wrote, I made the extreme difficult decision to put my 26-year-old son in a full-time care facility after years of not being able to control his aggression. He's nonverbal. I went through every medication the physicians offered. He's on a combination of anti-anxiety medication and Seroquel. So those are the people that wrote in, and I thank them all because it's a very difficult topic to share with
Absolutely.
People, and it's very upsetting that these people cannot handle these aggressive behaviors. And I know, Paul, you had some tips maybe.
Yeah, I mean, we have some information from professionals here. First, they wanted to kind of categorize what aggressive behavior means.
Mm-hmm.
And they came up with 3 bullet points to explain it to us. The first one was aggressive behavior can cause physical or emotional harm to others. It may range from anywhere from verbal abuse to physical abuse. The second one, they said mental health conditions or brain damage can contribute to aggressive behavior. Also, occasional aggressive outbursts are common or even normal. Aggressive behavior is a problem when it brings harm to others or becomes a frequent regular issue.
Right.
So, you know, there's a lot that goes into, you know, aggressive behavior. I guess, you know, we can talk a little bit about it generally. They put it under a category of autism spectrum disorder.
Uh-huh.
People that have attention deficient hyperactivity disorder, ADHD,
right.
Bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, conduct disorder, intermittent explosive disorder, or post-traumatic stress disorder, which is PTSD. But also things can happen with brain damage as well. You could have a stroke. You could have a head injury. We're seeing a lot of athletes that have several concussions over their careers in sports, show aggression, certain infections, and even certain illnesses can do it. You know, but you know, it's a very difficult thing to deal with, for sure. You know, it's one of those things that we don't really talk about a lot. You know, if you think about it, how often do you hear about kids with aggression?
You don't, because these people don't really want to.
They don't talk about it.
It's upsetting.
Don't talk about it.
Very upsetting.
You know, but they're saying now, the experts are saying, like, some of the causes for kids with autism. Is that they're sensitive, their nervous systems are extremely sensitive, and sleep can be an issue for kids with autism.
Right.
And sometimes what they're saying is that with kids that are not getting enough sleep, it can actually cause them to have more outbursts, more meltdowns, because they're so mentally exhausted, they don't want to do anything.
Well, I also, somebody was giving me some tips about realizing why they have behavioral problems and sort of pinpoint it with kids with autism. And I had a couple of things. Behavioral problems may be due to difficulties in expressive language, not being able to speak. Another possibility be difficulties in receptive language. It is also important to consider the person's level of arousal level when formulating a strategy to treat behavioral problems. Sometimes behavioral problems occur when the person is overexcited. In some cases, behavioral problems may be due to low level of arousal, such as when the person is bored or passive. Food allergies are often overlooked that can cause behavioral problems. Many families are giving their children safe nutritional supplements Nearly half have reported a reduction in behavioral problems as well as improvements in a child's well-being. And in many instances, a behavioral problem is a reaction to a request or a demand made by a teacher or a caregiver. So I just thought that was an interesting list of what could cause the aggression.
Yeah, absolutely. Food sensitivity is a big one. They've looked into it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot. Kids with autism, you know, historically are tremendously picky and selective and limited of what they eat. And I think, you know, getting your child to eat a variety of foods can expand their tolerance to it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because that can actually be a trigger, they say.
Right.
Just feeding could cause an outburst or, you know. But, you know, they recommend like a slow, gentle, positive approach because you want them to, you know, take away that fear and the anxiety around food, believe it or not,
mm-hmm.
into more of a sense of empowerment and sense of control for the child. And that could be one of the triggers, they said, you know, mm-hmm. is mealtime, which, you know, you don't think of that, but it's kind of interesting.
Well, I think a lot, any of those sensory situations, too. You know, where the child is either overstimulated or under. I thought the understimulated was interesting too. When they're bored, they get aggressive too sometimes, and they can't. You know, so it's interesting.
And then they talk about food dyes too. That's another thing.
Oh yeah.
They recommend staying away from artificial food coloring because the studies are showing that it causes hyperactivity in kids with ADHD, kids with autism in general, or any kid in general,
mm-hmm.
is increasing that behavior. But you know, it's. It's a very difficult thing to deal with,
mm-hmm.
obviously. Sometimes, you know, a child can lash out due to fear or suspicion of something, you know, depending on the condition. Because, you know, we talked about this a long time ago, how a lot of kids that have autism or have multi, you know, diagnoses.
Yes.
So they might
and especially towards the teenage years.
You know, they might have bipolar. They might
They
might have paranoia. They might have schizophrenia.
And it's very hard if they're not verbal to pinpoint that.
Exactly. You wouldn't know. You really
wouldn't know. It's very
it's hard to you know to have someone truly diagnose them with that.
Yeah, it's very hard.
So you know they might lack a severe you know understanding and appear impulsive and. And that behavior may be considered aggressive, but, you know, it's especially true, obviously, with situations when behaviors are socially unacceptable. But a lot of times it's frustration, too, you know.
Well, they had some tips on to managing an aggressive outburst. I'm just going to say them quickly. Stay calm. Limit what you say. Move your child to a safer place. Visual cues can help them understand these situations. And, again, physical restraint, which, you know, can be dangerous to both you and your child, but can often increase your child's anxiety and make the situation worse. But you might have to use it. Positive behavior support is always preferable to physical options. Managing self-injurious behavior, switching from one activity to another. If they want to do something else, they want him to look at you, and the child might feel frustrated. And to see a behavioral therapist also, obviously, and do a functional assessment as to work out why your child is behaving aggressively. I think behavioral management is actually a very underestimated, in my experience, it's been a very helpful having a behavioral therapist work with us.
Right.
And sometimes when you have a hard time managing a child's behavior and you don't know what to do, it's good to talk to a behavior
specialist,
therapist.
Yeah, absolutely. No, definitely. That's one of the things we're on a waiting list right now working with our son about his obsessive water drinking. So that's a behavioral thing that they want to try to work on. But, you know, it's interesting. You think about it, when kids become teenagers, it's very common, too, to see more aggressive behaviors.
Yes, that's what I've heard. Yeah.
You know, puberty can be very stressful, you know, for many teens, and that they don't understand how to cope with the changes. Your teen may act out aggressively, you know.
Right.
So that can also be it. And, you know, there's many different things you could do to talk to someone about, you know, if your child's feeling aggressive or you could see the frustration and making changes, you know, in their treatments, you know, whatever it might be,
mm-hmm.
you know, depends. It all depends on the level of your child, too, where they are on the spectrum, too.
Right, right.
I think
and
that's
sometimes they can come up with a behavioral plan to address certain behaviors, like you said, the drinking water or some behavior that's manageable. You know, sometimes they can come up with a plan, but these, some of them, when they're so aggressive, that's hard to deal with. You know, the ones that rode in, where it's so much aggression and it's destructive. That's tough. That's really tough.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, I know quite a few parents that, you know, had issues with their children where they actually had to put them in a home because they were so aggressive and so physically abusive of their mother or their father.
Yeah, me too.
That it was actually, the mother was in danger of her life because the child was much larger than her and very, very physically strong. And they just had no other choice but, you know, to obviously put him in a center. And that's such a difficult situation for a mother and father because it's their child.
Right.
And they're so torn, but yet at the time it's just so hard to, you know, face that when a child has a meltdown. And he might be 15 years old and he's 6'2" and 215 or 220 pounds, and the mom's 130 pounds, you know. And she can't stop him, you know.
Yeah, it must be terrible. I mean, I don't know, you know, it's a very, very hard decision to make, you know.
It is.
But on the other hand, you know, you got to worry about your own safety too, and it's tough. Yeah, it's really tough.
It is. It's one of those things that hopefully we don't have to face, but, you know, there's a lot of people that have had to face it, and my heart really goes out to them for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But there is treatments and there are things you can do to try to help some of this, you know. But the bottom line is the experts say you have to really find the identifying root to the cause, which can be very challenging, especially if you have a child who's non-speaking. It's very, very challenging.
Right.
But, you know, if you can get the root of the cause, a lot of times, you know, they can help you avoid a lot of situations that trigger this. And obviously, you want to speak to a behavioral therapist or, you know, your doctor or someone who can help you get, you know, the right answers because, you know, you can't do this alone. I think that's the biggest thing. And I think a lot of parents, too, they hide it. You know, we're very good at hiding things, whereas we're either embarrassed or we don't want our child to get into trouble or people to start investigating us because nowadays, you know, you have all these agencies out there, you know, can get you into trouble, you know, DIFIS and all these other different things. And I think parents are afraid, you know, that something bad is going to happen to either to them or to their child, you know.
Yeah, shame.
So,
and I think it's important that we talk, even though it's an upsetting topic, it's good to bring it up on the air because you and I both know parents who are going through this, who are struggling, and they need to know that they're not alone and there is a support system out there. You know, there are other parents that are going through the same thing. And as upsetting as it is, I think it's important that people know they're not alone because you and I alone know, I'm sure at least 5 or 10 people we could think of who have aggressive behaviors, you know, with their children have aggressive behaviors like this. So it's, like I said, I think that's why, you know, we picked this topic.
Yeah, well, I had one answer to one of the professionals. You know, someone asked a question about the best way to determine when a loved one's aggressive behavior is abusive rather than normal emotional reaction. And the PhD responded to the question that unfortunately that, you know, there's not an easy answer to that. And in the cycle of abuse, the abuser often states, "I didn't mean it," or asks for forgiveness or apologizes. And generally, abusive behaviors occur with little to no provocation. However, if aggressiveness is seen with the confines of what one would expect in a situation where aggression may be normal, that can be an excellent indicator. An example might be that if someone is being physically threatened by someone else, it would make sense that the individual would respond aggressively back. Also, the frequency of the aggressive behavior needs to be considered as well. And if the aggression is consistently and frequently being displayed towards someone or a partner, with minimal to no, you know, provocations, then it's likely, you know, it is abuse as opposed to a normal emotional reaction. So that's kind of like, you know, a general statement about just aggressive behavior in general, not necessarily catering to autism. But, you know, you might have someone that's listening out there that doesn't have a child with autism but has a child who's abusive also.
Right.
You know. It just goes that there seems to be a lot more aggressive behaviors that we're seeing in the media today, And we're reading about it, you know, pretty consistently, or hearing about it from our fellow community members in the autism community. So it just breaks my heart, because, you know, I'm glad that obviously that's one issue I haven't had to face, and I'm hoping I never have to face it. But, you know, we don't know. We don't know what life's going to bring. You know, as our kids are hitting the age of puberty, things could change. You don't know.
Right.
just don't know.
But like I said, you know, I hate the stereotype that, you know, even though it's the majority, like I said, my son already is, like, you know, hit puberty, and the opposite happened. He actually mellowed out more. So, and, you know, he's had somebody recently just say to me, oh, you know, it must be so hard for you to manage him because he's so big and tall. And no, my son is actually the sweetest kid in the world. He's tall, but that doesn't mean he's aggressive. You know what I mean? So I just hate that stereotype of, like, you can have a small kid who's just as, who could be even more aggressive.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. It shouldn't have to do anything with the size of the child.
Exactly.
Sure.
There's nothing to do with the size of the child. My son is like, I call him a gentle giant. He's the sweetest kid in the world. But, you know, but yeah, I can understand how if you saw a kid like that who has, you know, you obviously know something's wrong with them and you're scared of the way they look or the way they're acting, you're going to think that, you know, which is understandable. And like I said, not every kid who hits puberty becomes this aggressive. It's not, like, everyone scared me, and the opposite happened to me. He totally mellowed out. And so I don't know if it, like I said, just because it happens to a lot of people doesn't mean it happens to everyone either, you know, so.
And you obviously you're praying every day that it stays that way, that he never gets aggressive, because some kids turn out, you know, later in their 20s and become aggressive all of a sudden.
Yeah, I mean, you never know what's going to
happen.
You don't know. It's just that, you know, you take it day by day. Like I always say with autism, it's like it's a roller coaster ride, and it's just, you got to take one day at a time.
Yeah,
and,
just,
you know,
you got to be along for the ride.
Cases
you know?
Different. And every case is different. Every child is different. Every family is different. And, you know, that's the thing that's hard. And I think that's also sometimes when I hear people talking about their doctors or whatever, that a lot of the times they just don't get it, because there is no simple answer, or there is no, every child is so different, you know. I mean, what medication might work for one child might do the opposite for another child. So it's very hard, really hard, for the parents and for the child, for everybody, even the professionals to get the right help.
No, it's very true. We thank everybody for writing in, the doctors, and getting your professional opinions, as well as our listeners out there, for, you know, talking about this topic, and hopefully over a cup of coffee, you know, this sparks a discussion about it, you know.
Uh-huh.
If you have a parent who's been struggling with this, you know, bring it to someone's attention. You don't have to be alone dealing with this. And and we'd like to hear from you, too. You know, don't forget to use our toll-free number at 1-877-HOPE-777. Also use our email line, which is out there any day of the week. You can shoot us an email at questions@autismradio.org. We love to hear from you every week, and we appreciate everybody that does participate in our weekly program. It's great to hear from you all. We really are tremendously pleased of all the support that we get from everybody. Also want to mention, coming up, Lynn, I'm going to be having Skylar Schoen, who's one of the founders of the My ID bracelets, who we just had a great, we're really happy to have a partnership with.
Right.
We're really pleased to be working with them, because together we can really make a difference in the autism community. We're offering these medical ID bracelets exclusive through Autism Radio, which is a discount. You're saving about $5 on the bracelets, and Autism Radio is also getting a donation. They have 3 access points to preview your profile. Every bracelet comes with 3 access points, making it fast, easy for first responders to access your profile. You can store unlimited information for free. You can have more to say than just a couple engraved lines, like, you know, those old metal engraved medical ID bracelets. And obviously your health isn't set in stone either. And that's one of the great things with MyID. You can manage your entire medical profile and quickly update it at any time as things shall change. Plus, you can also, there's no limit. You can feel free to link 10 bracelets, 5 sticker kits they have, which you can put on different items that you own. There's a wallet card, all to one profile. And once you make an update to the profile, all your things are linked together, updated instantaneously. It's pretty amazing stuff. The technology's there. The reviews have been incredibly amazing. One individual had an epileptic seizure and was dropped off at the ER with nothing but his medical ID on his wrist. And he's allergic to a lot of different medications, especially the general seizure medication.
Oh, wow.
And if it wasn't for that bracelet, they actually scanned the ID and it saved his life. Because if they would have gave him the seizure medication, it would have killed him.
Right.
So
oh, wow.
that's not a strong enough testimonial how the product actually worked in a crisis situation. The proof is in the pudding, as I always say. So it's great stuff. We're really proud to be partnering with him. We're going to have Skylar Schoen, the founder, come on our program and be our guest and talk a little bit more about the product and also about his company. They do a lot of other really great things for special needs communities. And that bracelet can be used for anybody. It doesn't just have to be for autism, but we're just lucky enough to be offering it here at autismradio.org at a discounted rate, and also we get a donation from your purchase. So it benefits everybody. It's really a win-win situation. So definitely go to check it out. Go to autismradio.org. Click on the My ID. There's a banner right on the website. You can't miss it. And it'll take you right to the website to make your purchase. They also come in a variety of colors, some really cool different colors and stuff. So definitely really cool things to get. Very inexpensive. They're under $20 with the shipping. So you really can't beat it. You can get a whole kit for that price and set it up in minutes for your child. So pretty cool stuff. So really happy, and we got a lot of stuff going on. It's kind of like a little bit of a lull the last couple weeks. We had some great guests on. We haven't had any events. After the casino night, it's a little bit like quiet until we announce our next event and get going. We do have a date set, though. I do want you to put this on your calendars because it's going to happen on September 23rd, 2017. Casino Night 3 will be somewhere to be determined at a time. We don't know the definitive location yet, but it will be on the September the 23rd. So we can assure you that we'll be bringing you Casino Night 3, and it's going to be jam-packed with lots of even more excitement, even bigger and better than 1 and 2. So we're looking forward to that, and we're excited. We want to wish everybody a great week, Lynn, and thank you for your support, again, for Autism Radio. Don't forget, too, you can make a donation at any time if you're a business. We're always looking for great sponsors to sponsor our program. We have our martial arts program, which runs on Monday nights, Giving Hope Spectrum Martial Arts at Lafayette, New Jersey, at Iron Temple Martial Arts, run by Master Dave Fritz. We're looking for donations to keep this program alive and free. It's a free program for our kids, but we could definitely use some donations for the program, whether you're a business or a personal donation towards the program to allow our kids to keep training. So thank you again. Have a great week for everyone. And remember, until next time, everybody, hope saves the day. Good night, everyone.
Every time I see your smile, I wonder what you feel. Every time you laugh or cry, I wonder if it's real. You seem trapped inside. Please help me understand. What is your world like? I want to feel your love. I want to know what it's like to laugh and play. Imagine a thought that you cannot feel. A tear trapped inside. Imagine a sound that you cannot make, no matter how hard you try. I want you to know how I'm feeling. I want you to know how it feels to be me. I wish you could look into my world and see how I see. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope each day. Let this song be my voice. And remember, hope saves the day. Show you what I see. What kind of life will I have? What's in store for me? Don't be afraid. Just love and hold me. I can be all that I can be. With your love I can do anything. With your love I can see the world. Like rays of light shine upon me, inside of me. Then you are right by my side. I will love you to the end of time. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope each day. Let this song be my voice and remember hope saves the day.